Well, I was disappointed during the course of the presidential campaign in the United States that no reference was made by either, whether it be Hillary Clinton or President-elect Trump, in relation to the undocumented Ireland, of which there's 55,000 Irish there, many of them who've made a major contribution to developments in the US, and indeed many of them who are there and young families who are now in the US. I would have hoped, but we will know next week when President-elect spoke with Antisha last evening for 10 minutes. I can only hope that Antisha indicated very clearly to him that the undocumented was a major issue for Ireland, as well as, of course, foreign direct investment. But both of them are extremely important. And I think it's now time that we should set up a task force in Ireland that would lead out in this and make a special case. We're talking about it all the time. Patrick's Day comes and goes, references made to it, but nothing tangible has been done.
What about the undocumented here in Ireland? What for them? Should we not practice what we preach?
Well, of course, there are very strict rules here in Ireland. And Ireland are very reasonable when it comes to applying for visas. I'm not aware of any sizable number of documented in Ireland, but I don't think it's fair to compare that, because we should compare like with like. And if we do something about that, then there's not a quid pro quo to say the Americans will do something. I think we have to lead out on this ourselves. And I'm talking to families week in, week out, who are extremely worried about their own people in the United States who cannot return for a wedding or a family funeral. And if they do, because of the strictness now, they are unable to return.